Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris will be back on Monday for Monday Morning Quarterback. Joining us right now from WJZ-TV. He is the anchor, courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline, Rick Ritter. What's up, Rick?
Rob, Jeremy, happy Friday, guys. How
happy
we doing?
Friday to you too, man. Look, before we get on with the Ravens, because we're going to talk Ravens. Last I checked, the Philadelphia Eagles are 8-2. What's up with people already reporting the demise of an 8-2 football team?
Man, you know how we do in Philadelphia. I would love to see if this Ravens team was up in Philadelphia, what the media would be doing to this organization, because I'll tell you, it would be a lot different. You know how we do in Philly. Look, 8-2, yes, defense falling out. I mean, defensive line in general just lights out with those guys that they got. And then they go and they add a guy on the edge like Jalen Phillips from Miami, only makes that unit even stronger. Vic Fangio, really, since he's came into the building, just an unbelievable job what he's been able to do with the talent that he has there. It's the offensive side of the ball that's the problem. We're winning, but here's the thing. Like in Philadelphia, we like to win in style, and it's just not good enough for people up there right now. And there is, I mean, realistically speaking, you know, all jokes aside, there's a lot of stuff behind the scenes with Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown. You know, I think DeSean Jackson put it best yesterday. He was out there talking about something, and somebody asked him about that because DeSean is very close with A.J. Brown. He said, look, I've known A.J. a long time. This is deeper than X's and O's. This is deeper than what's happening with the offense. There is something behind the scenes going on that I cannot talk about. But just understand, it's a lot deeper, and they're trying to make their way through this season. So, I mean, winning seems to cure everything at times, but I get it. If you're a playmaker wide receiver, and I'm telling you right now, A.J. Brown is one of the top three wide receivers in the league. Like, that dude can do it all. You've seen it before. But if you're not involved in the game plan, and they are struggling to get him the ball, like their pass concepts and their route concepts, they just don't add up. It's, you know, Jalen's fourth coordinator I think he's played with since he's been in Philadelphia. It's just not smooth, and it doesn't look good on offense, but they're winning. And if you're winning ugly at the end of the day, does it really matter if you're going to end up getting back to the Super Bowl? We'll see.
You know, I just feel like they're the team that thinks they can flip the switch when they want, and it's a dangerous game to play, especially in the NFL. I actually like the Cowboys this weekend. I love the way they played them in week one, and it makes me sick to pick the Cowboys knowing how their defenses look most of the year. But it's a huge game, I think, especially for Dallas if they expect to stay in the playoff picture.
Yeah, and you know, Dallas kind of getting healthy at the right time on the defensive side of the ball, too. They got a lot of guys back. They made those couple of moves at the deadline that people were kind of scratching their head about. But then, you know, they go out to Vegas last week, that defensive unit with those guys back, it looks like an entirely new team. I don't think it's an easy out for Philly in any way. Plus, the game is in Dallas. Dak plays better at home. It's just this offense has to get the ball going. But the other thing is, too, like the offensive line and then the trenches up front, they're banged up. This was the best unit in football last year. It's why Saquon Barkley set records rushing. They're not there injury-wise. Lane Johnson is out. Jordan Mulata has not played up to his potential this year. Cam Jurgens, another one who's been banged up. Hard to move the ball when your offensive unit up front isn't doing their job. Similar to what we're seeing in Baltimore right now.
Very much so. Here with Rick Ritter, WJZ. Speaking of Baltimore, the New York Jets coming to town. They're bad. So what are your expectations for Sunday?
Cool storyline with Tyrod coming back, without a doubt. Tyrod and Torrey Smith in the same draft class. We were talking about that with Torrey this week. But it's they don't have the guys to run with this team. They just don't. I love Aaron Glenn. I think Aaron Glenn is going to be a great coach. I think he's a great defensive mind. I do think that this game will be closer than some people think. You know, 14, 13 and a half, that is a large spread to cover in the NFL. I think that the Jets can be competitive, but, I mean, I love the Ravens this week. I love the way that the defense has been playing. Can't say enough about Zach Orr. Can't say enough about Kyle Hamilton. The offensive side of the ball, kind of similar to Philadelphia right now. I need to see a little bit more. I mean, we've been talking about this since after the Miami game. 3 weeks in a row, five drives against Miami, six drives against Minnesota, six last week against Cleveland with four plays or fewer. Actually, five plays or fewer. I mean, it's too much with the talent that you have up there. The guys up front, I mean, we could talk about Falele all day and the pressure that Lamar is facing. But, I mean, it's not clicking right now. And you got to find a way to get your playmakers the ball, whether that's Lamar taking off with his legs more, whether it's getting a guy like Isaiah Likely, who I want to see get more involved. And obviously, it all begins with the run game because that opens everything up. And it's not smooth on Baltimore's standpoint right now, and it's got to change because you're not gonna win games as you get later on into the season, into the postseason, with some of these teams like Buffalo and Kansas City, unless you're putting points on the board, and you guys know that.
Hey Rick, two things. I'm kind of curious your thoughts on the Steelers versus the Bears. And Rob had asked me this question: do you have any concerns with Joe Burrow coming back Thursday night? I don't know if we're talking. Are we talking to Rick on Wednesday? Because I was jumping ahead of myself here. Unless I don't know if
it's the Burrow stuff. I mean, I can't figure it out. I can't figure it out because this team, and you guys watch Cincinnati as much as I do. It's not an offense standpoint. It's not about putting points up on the board. I mean, Joe Flacco threw for almost 500 yards a couple of weeks ago, and they still lost the game. It's the defensive unit. They cannot stop anybody. And then on the offensive side of the ball, which has been their kryptonite for the last 4 years now, they cannot block a soul up front. They literally cannot block anybody. A guy who we used to love here, who has just become a swinging door in Cincinnati, go watch Orlando Brown Jr. play football. And you watch and see what the fans are saying about him. So to me, it doesn't matter who's the quarterback out there, whether it's Flacco or it's Joe Burrow. They can't keep them upright. The defense can't stop anybody. So for Joe to want to come back when they're almost out of it now, you know, what, you got a game to spare? If that, it just doesn't make sense. And you better believe that Mike Tomlin knows that offensive line is rough. They're going to bring so much pressure in his face. It's not even funny.
All right, give us a score, Rick.
Let's hope that the Ravens offense gets back on track this week. And I'm talking long drives, sustained, running the ball, throwing the ball, seeing Lamar take off with his legs. Nice day on Sunday. The sun's going to be out. I'm going to go 30-13. I'm going to say that they do cover in this one. I don't know, Jeremy, what do you think? Is it a Vegas sucker bet? Everybody's like, oh, they can't cover it, but then they go out and they do?
No, I mean, look, the sad part is anybody will tell you that's been doing this long enough, double-digit favorites are a recipe for disaster if you're trying to win betting on the games. I just don't see it with this one. Like, if you were going to talk to me about some of these other games, I'd go, okay, I see it there. Yeah, maybe Tennessee could cover this. Maybe that could. I just think this is that statement game for the Ravens where the offense comes out and says, yeah, the last 2 weeks, that's not us.
I like it. I mean, that's what I'm hoping too. Like I said, at some point they got to get it going because you're going to have to put up points in the AFC. We all know that.
Hey, what you got going on this week, Rick?
Hey, tune in to Purple Pregame Show live from the Jimmy's Famous Seafood Tailgoat. We'll be out there. We had our show back at Jimmy's this week with Isaiah Likely. Definitely pushing for Isaiah to get the ball more. And then, of course, 5, 7, and 11 o'clock, WJZ CBS News Baltimore. I got all your news, the number one late night show. I appreciate it, guys.
Thank you very much, man. Have a good week.
You guys, too. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.